We nishma saba mori zichrono libracha. Rokitzman tov kuf samach gimel. Mi shehirer belibo shlo b'shas tefilas hamincha lisanos l'macher. A person thought to himself and really decided he wants, he's going to fast tomorrow. And he did this before this man of mincha. Lo habe kabbalah. Doesn't count. Deloadif mehotzi b'fib lisanos l'macher. It's no better than if he said he was going to fast tomorrow. Jilohavi Kabbalah's time is Kaden Shulkiba Bitfilas Mincha. Which is not considered a Kabbalah since it wasn't done at the time of Mincha. Well, so a Kabbalah only counts when it comes from after Mincha. Now, if you already davened Mincha, so we learned earlier you're supposed to accept it fast at Mincha, at the end of Elkanah Tzor. But if you don't accept it in Elkanah Tzor, the Mishnah Berurah quotes Bidiyeved, if you're makabel the time any time of the rest of the day, whether you say the words or you makabel it by thought, behirhur, that counts as a real Kabbalah. Also, the Mishnah Berurah says that even though this doesn't count as a Kabbalah, but a Yachid is allowed to say Shemir Tzvila anyway. That we saw again back in the Ramah and Sif Hei, that the Ramah Paskins, that even if you're not Makabel Tainus at all, before the day of the Tainus, you're still allowed to say Anenu. That means a Yochid says Anenu, not the Chazan who says it in Chazaros HaShatz, because that's adding a whole new bracha, but the Yochid who just adds it in the bracha of Shema Kolenu. Now, in the case where it's not a Kabbalah Tainus, the Mishnah Berurah says that still he has to fast because of a din neder. It's not considered an official tainus, but bottom line, he was mechabel on himself not to eat as a neder, so that's what this person, in this case, should do. Siman tov kuf samach dalet. Kol tainus shochem bo b'layla, bein b'tzir bein b'yachid, hareza ocha v'shosa, ad she'alu mod ha'shachar. On all of the fast days, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you can eat until alos ha'shachar in the morning. You don't fast at night. For who shall go yashan? Ashein as keva. That means you didn't go to sleep for ashein as keva. Avalim yashan, shein as keva. Eino chozer brocha ad below shose, elim kein hisne lecha ulishtos. The Shulchan Aruch says, once you go to sleep, ashein as keva, that means for more than half an hour, once you sleep ashein as keva, so then you can't eat in the morning. Let's say you wake up at 2 in the morning. You're not allowed to eat, because once you go to sleep, then it's usur to eat. That's like you're makabel on yourself to start fasting already now. That's the Shulchan Aruch's opinion. Unless you explicitly made a tnai and you said, I'm not accepting him on the fast yet, because I'm going to get up early to eat. The Ramah argues. The Ramah says, "The b'shtia ein tzarech tnai." As far as drinking goes, you don't have to make a special tnai. The mistama daito shaladam l'shtia achar hashena rekiru hisna, because it's normal to get up in the middle of the night to take a drink. A person who's rugil to get up in the middle of the night to take a drink. So then that's like he made a tnai even without saying a tnai. So if you normally get up in the middle of the night to take a drink, then you follow the Ramah, and even if you didn't make any tnai, you're allowed to drink. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that most of the Achronim say that if you don't normally take a drink, then l'chadchila you should make a tnai and not rely on what the Ramah says. Now this whole halacha is l'maisa for us. A lot of people get up early before a fast to eat. So they clearly have in mind to get up, and if you say it, it's even better. That's clearly you're making a tonight not to accept the fast upon yourself, because you plan on eating in the morning before Alos HaShachar, before the fast. I'm going to add on a few minutes about that topic as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that within the half hour before Alos HaShachar, it's usher to start eating at all. Well, it's usher to start eating. The Mishnah Berurah in Mishnah Berurah Kav Zayin, B'toch Hatzisho usher Laschu Lechol, as we see later on. Now, that means you can't eat more than a small snack. So that, that
A small snack means yoster mi kibetza of mizonos, or if you drink something that's mishaker, something intoxicating. But to drink regular things is mutter. So within a half hour before Alos HaShachar, you can eat fruit and berei nefashos foods and drink whatever you want. But you shouldn't eat, a piece of cake that's bigger than a kibetza. When is this lemaisa? This is lemaisa for people that get up early to eat before a fast day. The fast starts at Alos, so people get up early and they want to eat a little before Alos HaShachar, so they can have more strength for the fast. So if you do that, you shouldn't eat al-michyas cereal, you should have brain afashas cereal. Don't have Wheaties or Cheerios, you should have cornflakes. That's what this halacha means. It's interesting, the poskim say that this isser of eating a half hour before Alos HaShachar, eating more than a small snack, doesn't apply to women. It only applies to men. So if a woman gets up early to eat before the fast, she could have the regular alamichya cereals, and she's not limited to this isser of te'ima. It's a little bit unclear why this extension of the isser to the half hour before Alos HaShachar doesn't apply to women. I saw that some poskim explain as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says later on that a woman is chayev to daven two tefillos a day, shacharis and minchas. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that many of the poskim say that the etzem, really, a woman's chayev is only to daven once a day. That's minhag Yerushalayim. It's very nice to daven twice, but the real chayev is only once. So it could be that since a woman's chayev is only to daven once a day, maker adin, so then it's a little bit less severe, the iser to eat before this man of davening. So maybe because even if she forgets, she's only forgetting shacharis, but really she's only chayev once a day, and mincha was also good enough for her fundamental chayev. So it could be that's why this extension of the iser, the chumra to the half hour before Alos HaShachar, doesn't apply to women, based on that idea of Rav Shlomo Zalman.
Okay, Steve.